Good afternoon. We continue to dry out behind the front that brought all of the heavy rain and thunderstorms to the region last evening, although there are still a few leftover showers developing off the terrain in the southern Adirondacks and portions of the Green Mountains, and a couple of those may pass by a few locations during the early part of the afternoon, but the overall trend will be for drier weather. Fair weather clouds are mixing in with sunshine, and that'll be the rule for the balance of the afternoon. Also increasing will be a northwest wind, at times gusting over 20 to 30 miles per hour. And overall, this will add up to readings well below normal again, and generally in the lower to middle 70s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, a chilly night for this time of year in the upper 40s to around 50. High pressure building in will keep it dry for the day on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and it will remain on the cool side of average in the lower to mid-70s. That system will arrive overnight Saturday night and into the day on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a renewed chance of showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms, staying in the lower to mid-70s. High pressure will move back into the region for the early part of next week with increasing sunshine on Monday. It'll be pleasant, middle and upper 70s, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds again on Tuesday with highs staying in the upper 70s. Temperatures will continue to modify despite the chance of showers on Wednesday back up near 80, and it'll stay near 80 by Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a warm front will serve as the focus for thunderstorm development today over the central high plains as it interacts with a moist and unstable environment. As afternoon vertical wind profiles become more favorable, a cluster of severe thunderstorms will likely develop. These storms could generate large hail and gusty winds, as the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather for parts of eastern Nebraska. Localized flash flooding will also be possible today and tomorrow from South Dakota to Tennessee due to the potential for these storms to produce rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches in just the next 24 hours. Southeastern Missouri will be at greatest risk for flash flooding tomorrow, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for excessive rainfall for that area. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Etzcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high, 100, set back in 1933, and the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a shower this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a passing shower this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, showers ending this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Showers early this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to some clouds by the end of the day, lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with showers on Sunday, a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s. Increasing sunshine on Monday, mid to upper 70s. Sunshine on Tuesday, giving way to clouds, upper 70s. A chance of showers on Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, highs both days around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.